Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us this afternoon on your drive home. With us in studio is the owner of Iowa Soft Water. His name is TJ Riley, and he's brought his, his sidekick with him, Uncle Aaron. Aaron's here, and so what's going on, guys? What have you been doing? You've been putting in water softeners?
Working. Thanks for having us in here again, Michael.
It's a great day, Mike. Here. Yeah, great day at Iowa Soft Water.
It is, isn't it? So, no, really, seriously, what have you been doing? What's been going on? You had the big deal
we
out
had
of
the
fair.
Yeah. The fair is over. I think we're glad that it's over. It was it was a rough, fun, long.
Still
10
chasing
days.
People, Mike.
We're Are still you still after chasing people?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're still,
still
after
installing
you.
Them. Still chasing customers.
Wow, you know, every day it seems like, guys, or at least once a week, we have another story about what's going on with Iowa water. And last week, we had a story about a fish kill that went into Jasper County because of increased pollution in some of the rivers. And they're trying to figure out where that went. And, you know, I've always kind of wondered about this. The Des Moines Water Works say that they have this big machine that says they scrub the river water so that we can drink it. What does that mean? I've asked Bill Stowe about that, and he says, well, it's a device that, you know, cleans the water, and they spend $7,000
a day
on that.
$7,000. What are they doing, TJ?
Commercial reverse osmosis.
Really?
Yeah.
So what the water is doing is it's going into an extremely large filter process. It's removing everything that's in the river water down to EPA standards.
Okay.
And then they're adding the chlorine to it, and they're kicking it out the pipes to the city.
All right. So at that level, and I don't know anything about this. This is your guys' business. When we talk about EPA standards, what are those, TJ?
Well, remember, it's a 160-pound man. That's the EPA standards, Mike.
Okay, wait. So EPA standards are for a 160-pound man.
Yeah, not a woman, not children. That's what the EPA sets the standards for.
So are you saying that the water that comes out of the tap isn't necessarily as clean as what
They have on their website, and I implore everybody to go to the Des Moines Water Works website and look at what's in the water. There's a printout, I believe it's even every day, of the test results that are on the items that are in the water that are not just water that are on their website. Take a look at it. See what's on there that's not water. What don't you know what's in your water? And get a system to remove it.
You know, not just that, then we always tell people to go to the National Water Quality Association's website, WQA.org, and look there. That will really give you some, there's a lot of information there if you want to know what's in your water.
Wow. So, all right. So while we're talking about this, you're talking about reverse osmosis, and that's the drinking water. Is that correct?
Cooking and drinking water.
Yep. So that's different than what you do with water softeners.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. So can you have both in a house?
Yeah, we actually we sell both, we install both, and
we recommend both.
Yeah, I would imagine you do.
Yeah,
always.
The water softener is going to make your water soft. It's going to take out your calcium, lime.
What does that do?
It takes out calcium, lime, magnesium, and iron. Those are the four things that a water softener is going to remove. Okay. But everything else is going to go right through it. So for your cooking and your drinking water, we recommend putting in a reverse osmosis system that will remove 99.5% of all the other impurities that are in the water. So essentially, it's a bottle water factory underneath the sink.
You know, one of the interesting things, and I think, Aaron, you showed this to me a number of years ago, that bottled water that you get from the store sometimes has flavoring in it, so it tastes like water. What's that all about?
Yeah, if you've ever had a bottle of, I use the example, Aquafina water. Aquafina water tests at zero TDS. There's nothing in it. It's just water. So I've heard before, and people have told me that they don't like the taste of that. It's not necessarily the taste of that they don't like. It's the lack of taste. There's nothing in it. It's just water. When you can find other bottles of water out there that will say enhanced with minerals.
Dasani.
Something that is that will test at 8 to 15 on a TDS meter. It's got things in it that
taste like
water.
Water. So water does have a taste, yes? Or shouldn't it?
You know, it's the
personal privilege,
personal preference.
Personal preference. Yeah. If you have somebody that says, you know, like mineral water or spring water, it's got minerals, it's got things in it that your body needs. That's true. You have to buy that stuff. You know, you have to buy the big gallons of it. You have to have a machine in your home.
Got it. Okay.
Our theory is, and the way that we help folks get these systems, take everything out. You know, if it's at your home, if you can have a bottle of water factory underneath your sink or in your refrigerator, take all the impurities out of the water.
I always say, what are you eating? Has that got enough vitamins and minerals? If you're eating healthy, you're getting enough vitamins and minerals in you that you don't need it in your water.
So we're talking about Des Moines water, and some of the suburbs here get their water from Des Moines. So what happens with the nitrates that they're taken out of the water? Does that go back in the river?
They kick them right back the river, and it goes downstream.
So folks that are living down Ottumwa way?
I don't know how they treat their water south of us. I'm curious.
Osceola.
Yeah, if they have the $7,000 a day systems that we have here, because they've got a higher.
I would think that you guys would be busier than all get out in rural parts of the country. What about well water?
You should ask. Yes. Oh yeah, we've been dealing with well water for the last 2 or 3 days right now.
Tell me about lots of iron,
iron bacteria. When it comes out of the tap, it smells like rotten eggs, hydrogen sulfide, and nasty. Just looks like iced tea coming out of your tap.
Really?
Yeah.
And you can clear that up?
Clear it up.
We can.
All right. So do I need both a what will a water softener do economically for me?
The best thing that a water softener is going to do, and it all depends on your water. That's the first thing we want to let folks know, is give us a call. We'll come test your water. Okay. The system that we recommend to you is going to be specific to your water needs. Okay. So we will let you know what's in the water and then let you know how to remove whatever it is you want to remove.
Personal preference.
Well, you know,
For example, will water in my house be different than water in my neighbor's house, depending on what the pipes are running through?
No, not necessarily. Okay. If we're in Urbandale, we got Urbandale water. If we're in Waukee, we have Waukee water. So it's going to test very similar in a kind of geographical area.
Okay.
But once we get out to rural Iowa on a well, that's where it gets different. Every well is different. Every home can be different. I mean, the three homes on the same 5-mile block will have three different kinds of water.
Got it. All right. So what sets you guys apart? I know you're a family-owned company. You're the guy, right?
Yeah, TJ? I guess I'm the guy.
You are the
guy.
Sure,
I'm the man. I'm the guy.
You're the guy.
What sets us up? Well, we always tell you, try to make us your final call.
Final call?
We're not a franchise. We're a family-owned business that competes against those guys, but we're not spending those big franchise dollars to get your business.
Our national ad campaigns, we don't have to give away a car to get people in the door. You know,
big TV commercials you're seeing.
Don't do that.
No.
We keep our costs down. Our overhead is low. It's something that our customers appreciate. We do all of our own sales and service. So if anything does happen down the road, 10, 15 years, you know you can call somebody and take care of your water system.
Got it. What about Iowa water as it is? I mean, is this have we really got problems here?
Well, if you think of it this way, there's no new water. You cannot create water.
It's true.
So the water we have is the same water we've always had. We're just recycling it. So the water we use goes to the treatment plant. They treat it. They send it back to us. It's all the stuff that we're adding to our water that's hurting our water.
Mm.
So they're adding more chlorine. They're using systems that remove nitrates. But again, like TJ said, it's to EPA standards. I would rather have bottle quality water in my house with nothing in it than rely on what EPA standards mean.
Got it. Wow. It is kind of scary, especially for moms and kids, and you know that they're
absolutely,
you know, they're raising kids and they go, oh, well, children. I don't know what's going on in this stuff.
You know, you want to, you, what do you want going into your child? That's a question.
Yeah.
You want them to.
Interesting stuff. You know, in various parts of the country, we don't have these hard water issues or other issues. And there are states that have natural soft water, but Iowa's not one of those, is it?
Correct. We have the other issue. We have the
lots of lime.
Yeah, down south, if you're in an area that has an aquifer, you have extremely hard water, but you don't have all the other chemicals and things that are in it.
That's right.
Here, we're getting our water from the river, which is
I don't know what happens.
Yeah,
in the river.
everything goes to a river.
Kind of dumped into the river.
You know, a fish doing that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everything we put on our land, it ends up there, and then we have to treat it.
So. The name of the company is Iowa Soft Water. In studio with us is the owner of Iowa Soft Water. Not often do you get the owner of the company into the studio to talk to you. His name is TJ Riley and his sidekick Aaron, talking about what they can do perhaps for your business or your residential location. You do restaurants too, I understand.
We do. We do commercial and residential.
Yeah,
we fix what's in your water, right, Mike?
That's it. All right, guys. Thanks so much for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It is Iowa Soft Water. We will have all of the links up on the radio blog for you. All right, we've got to clear on out of here for our good friend, Jill Kramer, who is in from Hancock County Development Corporation earlier, and for Aaron and TJ. My name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. On the controls tonight, our producer is Tyler Hackenmiller. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell, at least until Friday. And then, of course, we've got Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business the News Hour. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. For all those folks, for Aaron, for TJ, for Jill, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.